instead of daylight, you'd say...
Oh, you mean a sound of a person?
No, S-U-N.
Oh.
If you were talking, instead of saying they had to start working at daylight, if you used the word...
Wait till the sun comes up?
Mm-hmm. And would they ever say, would they say sun up or sunrise usually?
Well, they say sunrise most of the time.
Mm-hmm. And if you worked until the sun went out of sight, you'd say you worked until...
It's gone.
Mm-hmm. Would they usually
it's say, down.
They usually say
sun runs down, goes down.
Do they say sundown or sunset?
Well, it says sundown and sunset.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Now, in talking about, well, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, if today is Thursday, then Friday will be?
Next day.
Mm-hmm. And if we were talking about yesterday, today, and tomorrow, then Friday would be? If today is Thursday, then Friday will be?
Then Saturday.
Mm-hmm. If someone was coming to see you, not this coming Sunday, but the one following it, you'd say that they were coming Sunday?
Next Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And now, since today's Thursday, if someone were coming to see you Saturday, you'd say they were coming day after?
Tomorrow.
If a person wanted to know the time of day, they'd ask somebody?
At 8 o'clock or watch.
Mm-hmm. And what would they say to them? They'd say,
Well, if I have a watch, I'd tell them. If I didn't, say I forgot to wind the watch. That's the way Dorothy does lots of times. She has a prettiest kind of a watch, and I'll say, what time is it? Oh, I forgot to wind it.
Oh. That's why I was bad about that, and I got one now that doesn't have to be wound.
Oh.
And it's just wonderful because It has a battery,
mm-hmm.
And the battery lasts, you have to change it about every 2 years, but
mm-hmm.
So you don't have to ever worry about winding.
Well, that's good.
So that's good. I like that. It was a gift from a friend of mine who said he was always tired of waiting for me, and so and my excuse was always I forgot to wind my watch, and
mm-hmm.
So he said, you can't use that excuse anymore. If it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, what time would you say?
Half past.
Mm-hmm. And if it was 15 till 8, another way of saying
quarter.
That?
Quarter.
You'd say it's a?
Quarter to 8.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, well, I've been doing that for quite
some time.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, now, the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good one
this year.
And if a child had just had his third birthday, like Tripp, you'd say he's
three.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the cutest word, Tripp.
Tripp, mm-hmm.
Instead of saying whatever his first father's name was,
mm-hmm.
Trip the third, just like they say Lee Biggs the three.
Mm-hmm.
Lee three. I said, well, I'd call him the third.
The third.
I'd call him, if I was going to call him, I'd just call him third and
mm-hmm.
let the rest off.
Mm-hmm.
But then with Trip, they call him Trip. Well, that's
cute.
That's it.
I think it's cute, too. I think it's really cute.
I wondered how they ever thought of it.
I don't know. I wondered.
I bet Anne thought of it.
Uh-huh. Bet she did.
And so much prettier than she was when she's little.
She's really pretty now.
Yeah, she is.
Really?
And she is so attractive in every way.
Mm-hmm. She is. Now, if something happened on this same day of the month, but it happened last year, like in 1973, you'd say it happened exactly
last year at this time.
Mm-hmm.